Welcome back to Season 2 of Cardinal Catch. Once again, this is your host, Luke Wilhelm. On this week's episode, we were able to talk to the women's basketball team and find out how their season is going so far. Specifically, I was able to sit down with head coach Chris Carlson, sophomore Heidi Selman, and freshman Hallie Eberle. But before all that, let me get you caught up on what's happening in NIC athletics at the moment. The basketball teams just hosted Yakima Valley last Saturday, January 26th. The men's team got off to somewhat of a slow start, but was able to improve their record to 19-2 with a 131-83 win. The women's basketball team won less comfortably, but it was a win, 81-69, improving their record to 16-4. Looking ahead, both teams will travel to Treasure Valley Community College on Saturday, February 2nd. The women's game will tip off at 1 p.m., and the men's game will follow that starting at 3 p.m. With that in mind, let's hear what the women's basketball team has to say. Today I'm with NIC's women's basketball team. Head coach Chris Carlson entering in his 15th season at the helm, won the national championship in 2011. Heidi Selman, a sophomore forward from Willmar, Minnesota, averaging 13 points a game, 6.5 rebounds per game, and top three in the NWACKINS with a 62% field goal percentage. Hallie Eberle, a freshman guard from Lake City, averaging 9.3 points a game, and as Coach alluded to, a competitive effort player. Thanks for joining me today. Hope to go over some of the stuff that's put you in the position you're in right now. So, beginning of the season, from the outside looking in, obviously the biggest thing is roster turnover. I mean, that just screams when you look at that. So many places to start. What were your guys' expectations / mindset entering the season with that in mind?
Well, I would say first the positive side of roster turnover is we had 6 players from last year's team go on to 4-year colleges. Yeah. You know, so that's, and they've all been very actively involved and playing a lot, but that means we had to bring in a whole new fresh, you know, group. Yep. And that's a big rebuild, you know, and it's our 3rd year in this league. So I went through that once already 2 years ago, and we didn't make the playoffs that year. It was a young team. But this group has been really special. These two players, I mean, getting Heidi coming in, she was actually born here in Post Falls and has actually come back home, lives with her sister. And, you know, to get that call and have her come and join our team was a bonus because she had playing experience. Yeah. And Hallie's been, I've known Hallie, she played club ball for years, and she was on campus last year and we kind of talked a little bit, and here she was in the fall and last summer, and she's a very gifted player. So when you have players like that come in on a rebuild, it sure helps things, speeds things up, and I think you can see right now from our record that we're in a pretty good position.
So you guys are coming in, there's not really anybody that's been here. Obviously, Sasha was the only one, but that you can really look to as far as experience and leadership. So as a collective group, was there a point in the preseason where it actually started to occur to you guys that we can be as good as we are right now, as you guys are right now?
I think all of us had really high expectations going into the season. I think all of us were like really positive, really helped build each other up, and all understood that we were a young team with only 2 players that played college basketball before this year. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it actually really helped our team to not have too much seniority and just have like a few people to go to for different areas of guidance.
Mm-hmm. And I'd say that we weren't, like, at least I, right from the get-go, I was like, holy cow, we are going to be so good. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew that it was going to take a lot of growth and speed bumps, like Kira always says, and we're going to go through struggles and not always be the best team that we can be, but I always knew, I was like, we're really talented, we're very versatile, excuse me, we have so much to offer, and so I knew it was going to take some chemistry and time to get that to, you know, work out, but I knew it from the beginning.
We all definitely bring different things to the table, that's for sure.
It makes it so much fun.
Yeah. We have a pretty well-rounded team, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was another point I was going to get to, was looking at it, there's clearly a lot of balance on the team. I mean, if you just look at the statistics, I mean, Alex is leading the NWAC in 3-point percentage. And then you have a lot of good rebounding defensive bigs as well. How much of a key is that then when you don't really have any real weaknesses on the team to building a young team up like that?
The balance and the versatility of everybody has been awesome. I mean, we've been able to just do a lot of different things. Yeah. And you know, you can just look at the versatility of players, but the one thing about this team is when we get together and watch film and we talk about basketball, people really have good basketball IQs, you know, and they really talk. We talk about the game a lot, and we talk about things at work, and we go out and we do things at work, and we've got a very smart team, you know, to go along with that versatility. But we do have a great combination of bigs, shooters, yeah. Speed, you know, and when we're clicking, it's really nice.
So through all that, you guys are 15-4 right now, 5-2, and obviously the toughest region in the NWAC. It's tied for second right now. So obviously we just talked about the balance, but why are you guys so good right now in the toughest region, the NWAC? What's attributed so much to that success?
I think all the, practices obviously. I mean, this is definitely the most intense team I've ever been on, but it's been so rewarding with that.
I think it's the mindset.
Yeah, exactly.
We all want to win.
All of us here are bought in. There's nobody that we're like, can't really depend on as a teammate. And that's so awesome to have because anybody can step up on any given night. We're all bought in. And even if some of us do have bad practices or bad games or whatever, we still figure it out and work through it together. And we've really come to that the past couple games, and that's been really fun and really cool because it only helps us become better. And so, yeah, I'd say our mindset too.
So looking ahead, I mean, obviously because you're playing in such a tough region and nothing's set in stone yet, but I mean, so what improvements do you guys think need to, not necessarily obviously you're there, but what improvements can you build off of to elevate your game and continue to play strong down the stretch?
Well, I think the first thing that we just did Wednesday night was go on the road over to Spokane and play a very good team, a highly ranked team in the NWAC, and get a good road win in our league. You know, we've been to the top two teams places in our league, down to Wenatchee and Big Bend, who have been leaders, you know, in the whole NWAC and in the Eastern region, and we've had tough games with those guys on the road. So. That's part of the youth with us, you know, and part of the experience that has been growing. And I think we're getting more confident on the road and more confident in ourselves and what we can do. And I think to go over and play the kind of game we played at Spokane was really impressive and a big step for us because road wins in this league make a big difference for sure.
All right, last one. Put you on the spot. Why do you guys think this team can win the whole thing?
Okay, well, I think we can win the whole thing because we do have so many different strong aspects to our team, and I think it can really, like, once we get it all clicking and working together, I think we can just surprise teams because we have good man defense, we have good zone defense, we have the speed to do a full court press, we have the speed to break a full court press. We have our shooters from the outside. We have our strong presence down low. Mm-hmm. We have drivers. Like, I just think we have a really wide range of everything. Mm-hmm. And we've played a lot of different types of teams that played a lot of different types of styles of basketball. And we don't get flustered when it's going high speed, but we also don't get scatterbrained when it's slowed down. Mm-hmm. So I think we're just really good at making adjustments. And I think as season goes on, we'll keep getting better at it.
Yeah, I feel like Coach always says that the great ones adjust, and I love that. And I think that we've gotten so good at it because we can, we're like unstoppable.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like that at least. And it's so cool because if one team's going to try this, then we have this to counter it. And, you know, it just goes on and on like that. And different, like I said earlier, anybody on our team, I feel like, can step up on any given night. If we need Alex to shoot threes, she'll shoot threes. If we need Kara to be strong down low and finish, then that's going to happen. You know, like, I feel like we just do it. And we do it as a team, even if it doesn't matter who stands out in the stats or whatever it is. But we all work together and we're all good teammates for each other, and we've really come together in that sense, at least I feel like. And so I feel like we're the epitome of versatile, and I just think we're unstoppable if we just keep it up like this.
That's the right mentality to have. Mm-hmm. Anything on that?
Well, I mean, listen to these guys talk. You know, we're talking about basketball IQs and versatility and stuff like that, but I think Hallie touched on it really well, mindset, and that's what these guys have. They just have that. Everybody's bought in, like Heidi said, and we're competitive, and we want to win, and people are willing to sacrifice and do the things it takes to win, so I feel like that's what we have going for us, and we're just taking one game at a time right now and mm-hmm. Having fun.
All right. Well, that wraps it up. Thanks for joining me today, and good luck to you guys the rest of the season. Hopefully you can bring it back on once it's all said and done.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Too, but
thank you.
Thanks, yeah, Luke. Appreciate it.
Once again, thanks for listening to Cardinal Catch. Make sure you go and subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes. And guess what? We'll catch you next time.